This week's Torah portion, which covers Numbers chapter 25, verse 10, up to chapter 30, is entitled Pinchas, who was the son of Eleazar and the grandson of Aaron. In last week's parasha, after being enticed by Moabite women, many men of Israel succumbed to the worship of Baal. Because of this, God brought down a plague that killed 24,000 men of Israel. Even in the midst of God's wrath, another Israeli named Zimri brought a Midianite woman into his tent. Pinchas, angered by such disdain for God, grabbed a spear, went into the tent, and killed them both. His action showed great honor to God, and in answer to his faithfulness, God brought an end to the plague and made a covenant of peace and priesthood with Pinchas. In chapter 26, God instructs Moses and Eleazar to take a census. The purpose of this census was to determine the number of men eligible for military service and to prepare for land allotments in the Promised Land. At first glance, this is one of those chapters in the Bible we may want to skip through, be tempted to. I mean, who really enjoys a good census? However, something to contemplate as you read through all the descendants. Because of your adoption through Yeshua, you too are counted as an heir of his promises. Out of these 12 tribes listed in the census, military leaders, kings, musicians, prophets, and great heroes of faith were born. They shaped the history of the world and paved the way for the faith we are privileged to call our own. Perhaps one day, someone will look into your family line. When they trace their name back to yours, what will they discover? Someone who is strong in their faith and fought the good fight? What will be said of you? In chapter 28, we see God instructing Moses to teach the next generation a religious calendar of sorts. This was done to keep their relationship with Adonai a priority, and order their life correctly according to his divinely appointed timetable. The first were daily offerings. Day by day, every morning and every evening, Israel was commanded to bring a lamb as a regular offering to the Lord. Still today, establishing a consistent routine of beginning and ending each day focused on the Lord honors him. It is a repeated reminder that spending time with the Lord every single day is crucial. Time spent in his presence is an expression of devotion and dependence on him, and it also sets the foundation for everything else in our lives. In addition to the daily offering, a weekly offering was to be presented before the Lord each Sabbath. Shabbat should be a day set apart from our daily schedule. A day devoted to rest, reflection, renewal, and time spent in his presence. As the body of Messiah, we need each other. Gathering together to participate in corporate worship on at least a weekly basis must be a priority for believers. I said at least because in reality, we should take every opportunity to assemble together, to strengthen and encourage the body of Yeshua. God also instituted monthly offerings to be brought at the beginning of each month and yearly feasts that were part of his divine calendar. It is still good to set aside special days and times to remind us of all that God has done for us, such as our monthly Lord's Supper and Onegs. Experiencing more of God requires us to step away from the mundane, but it can be hard to do. Even though nothing can compare to being in God's presence, we find ourselves struggling to let go of our daily routines. Those routines can be a distraction, preventing us from completely giving our devotion to the Lord and experiencing more of Him. The remainder of Numbers chapter 28 and 29 describe annual Jewish festivals, the Passover, First Fruits, Day of Atonement, and Sukkot. God uniquely created these holidays, placed them on Israel's calendar, and commanded the people to observe them. They provide a time of physical and spiritual refreshment for the people, but also point toward the greater fulfillment in the New Testament through our Lord Yeshua. If you were asked to do so, would you be able to set it all aside right now for dedicated time with God? Better yet, are you willing to? Not only should you be willing, but you should be grateful. Grateful that Messiah Yeshua desires to spend time with us. And he is more than willing. A few final thoughts about today's parasha. The people of Israel had been in the desert for 40 years. They had become disheartened, and their faith had waned. Because of this, it was far too easy for the door to sin to swing open. There can be seasons of life where we can allow ourselves to become disillusioned with God. When we feel he isn't answering our prayers or fixing our problems fast enough, we can become seduced with the "gotta have it now" God. It doesn't take long before we are yoked to this God, whether it is the God of money, mounting debt and sacrificing family finances, or the God of work and entertainment, becoming so transfixed on promotions, television, or social media that we make no time for him. When we focus on the one true God, these false gods lose their power over us. Be confident that God, through the work of the Holy Spirit, can set us free. He longs for you to experience his perfect, peaceful yoke of grace and mercy. In closing, we should ask ourselves, how often do we choose the normal and forfeit the extraordinary? Why are we so often exhausted, feeling spiritually depleted and emotionally dry and disheartened? These things are symptoms of neglecting our intimate time with the one who matters most. Are you feeling tired and far from God? Has your joy fallen away from stress and worry? Starting today, make it a point to clear your calendar for a few hours or a few days and take a spiritual holiday with the Lord. Separate yourself from the demands of your daily routine and be willing to give him your very best. Give your time to the Lord and be blessed. Shabbat Shalom.